KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 69 degrees. We look for variably cloudy skies today, a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District is looking for a few great teachers. During his report to the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening, Superintendent Steve Barber said there are three positions currently yet to fill, and those are industrial tech, high school English, and physical education weight trainer.
With industrial tech, if we have somebody that has a teaching degree but has interest in those fields, we can get an executive license for that particular piece. And
we've done our due diligence to find a qualified industrial tech person.
Okay.
And we haven't been successful yet. So trying to explore other opportunities or options to try to find somebody that will fit in that program. It's an important piece, obviously, for the things that we're doing in the trades, but also the drafting and the engineering piece. It's an important piece.
Trying to and find suitable instructors, the district is advertising on teachiowa.gov. If you're interested and qualified to be an industrial technology instructor, or for the other positions for that matter, check out that website. Barber will also consider advertising in the local paper and or the Des Moines Register. In his report to the board, Barber said that Camlin Mechanical has installed two HVAC units in the high school gym. The classroom unit will be completed next month. And another project set to begin next month is converting the high school gym to LED lighting. Barber said also they're still waiting for new bleachers to be installed at the middle school.
They were supposed to come and take the old ones down this month, is what they said. The month's not over. They need to have those done by August 29th. Our copier machines are going to get replaced the 18th and the 19th. And our new bus is scheduled to come the first week in July.
He said by adding the new propane bus, they hope that the number of miles driven by the district's propane-powered fleet will exceed the number of more costly diesel miles driven. The district is also looking to replace two rooms with new carpet. One is the high school special education room. The other is in the Schuler Elementary School at a combined cost installed of $6,930. In other business, the Atlantic School Board voted 3-1 with Board President Allie Bruckner absent to approve Superintendent Steve Barber's 2018-19 contract. Board member Josh McLaren was the lone no vote, but it wasn't because he had an issue with the terms of the contract. It was the wording that troubled him.
And I just personally, as this board member, I have a problem with it being, I don't recall this conversation. I don't think I've missed any conversations, I guess. I think I don't like it saying board president's recommendation myself. I think it should be a board itself as a recommendation. It's nothing. Nothing against the contract itself, but I just don't like the way it's written, so I'm going to vote no.
Board Secretary Sarah Sheeter said it probably should have been worded differently, and she acknowledged the mistake was partially her fault. Obviously, she said she didn't want to say the superintendent made the recommendation to approve his own contract. The board also approved resignations, contracts, and or letters of assignment previously mentioned on our newscasts and website. The only additional resignation was for Ryan Henderson, high school PE teacher, and the addition of Kelly Jewell, summer grounds person. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County Wednesday conducted a traffic stop just before 2 p.m. near the intersection of 6th and Adams Streets in Corning. And upon further investigation, Cheyenne Havman of Diagonal was placed under arrest for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. And at around 11 a.m. Wednesday, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop in Corning. Upon further investigation, Jesse Allen Luft of Villisca was placed under arrest for driving under suspension and OWI second offense for test refusal. Sheriff's officials said also that on June 10th, deputies conducted a traffic stop in Adams County. And upon further investigation, Bruce Fitzwater of Villisca was placed under arrest for driving under suspension. He was also cited for operating a non-registered vehicle and failure to provide proof of insurance. Police in Red Oak Wednesday evening arrested a man wanted on a Mills County warrant. 33-year-old Christopher Allen Lundgren of Red Oak was arrested at around 5:15 p.m. on the warrant charging him with possession of drug paraphernalia. Lundgren was transported to the Mills County Jail where his bond was set at $300. In the funeral announcements, Sarah Martison, age 68, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Sarah Martison will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Phyllis Hansen, age 97, 7 of Harlan, died June 9th. Funeral services for Phyllis Henson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Gary Baker, age 51, of Atlantic, died June the 8th in Omaha. A celebration of life luncheon for Gary Baker will be today at 11:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Myrna Cass Nelson, age 85, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life service for Myrna Nelson will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mark Kirchhoff, age 68, of rural Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mark Kirchhoff will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Myron Varley, age 87, of Clarinda, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Myron Varley will be on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Clair Catholic Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda has arrangements. Robert Campbell, age 77, of Mesa, Arizona, and formerly of Audubon, died June 5th. Funeral services for Bob Campbell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Grace Lutheran Church in Des Moines. Janet Craig, age 75, of Oakland, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Janet Craig will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Charles Veith, age 96, of Atlantic, died June the 8th at the Heritage House. A gathering of family and friends for Charles Veith will be held Friday at 3:30 at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry Maines, age 79, of Carson, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Larry Maines will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. And Stanley Fender, age 92, of rural Oakland, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Stanley Fender will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.